This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. To Epiphany Wednesday, first posted January 1805, Isaiah 9:1b-4. The Light of Life. Background: Zebulun and Naphtali were part of what became the Roman province of Galilee, beyond the Jordan, on the west bank. The Way of the Sea was the highway from Damascus, probably by which the Assyrians had invaded the northern kingdom of Israel. Asterisk: in former times the Lord brought that region into contempt, but later glorified it, by bringing forth the Messiah from it. Paraphrase: the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness or shadow of death, KJV, on them has light shined, Isaiah 9:2. The Lord has multiplied the nation of Israel and increased its joy. They rejoice before the Lord as at a great harvest, or as at a great military victory they divide the plunder. The Lord has broken Israel's yoke and burden and the rod of its oppressor as in the day of Midian, Judges 7:15-25. Commentary: the northern kingdom of the ten tribes was destroyed by the Assyrians in 733-732 BC. Because the leaders and people disobeyed God's word, practiced idolatry, and refused to heed the Lord's prophets. In the time of Jesus, Galilee was a Roman province, Galilee of the nations, i.e. Gentiles. It was generally regarded with contempt. Nathanael, who became one of Jesus' 12 disciples, asked if anything good could come from Nazareth in Galilee, John 1:43-46. The religious leaders of Israel rebuked Nicodemus over whether the Messiah could arise from Galilee, John 7:45-52. Jesus was given as a light to the nations, not just to the Jews, Luke 2:32, Isaiah 49:6. Jesus has and gives the light of true, eternal life, John 1:4-5, 9, John 8:12. We are all in the spiritual darkness of sin, disobedience of God's word, and ignorance of divine wisdom and knowledge, 1 Corinthians 1:17-27, 2:1-8. Jesus is the fulfillment, embodiment, and example of God's word lived out in this world in human flesh, John 1:1-3, 14. Jesus is the revelation of God and the revealer of divine enlightenment, John 1:9, 14:8-9, 16:13. Only Jesus gives the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34. Only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. It is the Holy Spirit within us who cleanses us, makes it possible for us to know the Lord personally, and makes it possible for us to know, remember, and do God's will. It is by the gift of the Holy Spirit that we are spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9b-11, 15-16. The true church of all born again disciples is the new Israel. It is by the Holy Spirit that we experience and express the joy of salvation and eternal life, beginning now in this world. The Holy Spirit is the first fruit of the harvest of eternal life in the presence of the Lord. Jesus is our Savior who has broken the yoke and burden of sin, and the rod of Satan, which is death, Hebrews 2:14-15. The day of Midian was the great victory of Gideon and 300 men over the vastly larger army of Midian, by faith, obedient trust in the word of God by prophetic dream, Judges 7:15-25, and the Holy Spirit, Zechariah 4:6, Judges 6:11-21. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14. *Oxford Annotated Bible, Revised Standard Version, Education by Herbert G. May and Bruce M. Metzger, Isaiah 9:1 and, page 833, New York, Oxford University Press, 1962.